In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I wish I could have been there when St. Stephen was brought before the Sanhedrin that fateful day long ago. I would have loved to have seen the look on the faces of the council members as St. Stephen made his courageous and confessional speech to them. He was accused of false teaching, of promoting the new and heretical doctrines regarding that pesky Jesus of Nazareth they thought they were rid of. But St. Stephen pulls a fast one on them. He doesn't launch right in to talk of the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus. Instead, he gives these esteemed religious leaders, these so-called experts in the Scriptures, a detailed history lesson, beginning with Abraham and running on through David and Solomon until the Christ. They must have been a bit surprised by this, or maybe a bit perturbed. Whatever the case, it wasn't what they were expecting to hear, I'm sure. And what I find so cool is their silence as St. Stephen thunders away at them. We didn't get to hear that whole speech in our reading this morning. It covers the 49 verses that we skipped. They know, the religious leaders of the Sanhedrin, they know that they can't argue with what he's saying. It's their history. It's the truth of God's Word. And so they sit and listen, no doubt waiting for St. Stephen to slip up. They must have been thinking, when is this young lad going to say something we can refute? Patience, gentlemen. It's coming. And indeed, that time does come. After the lengthy history lesson by which St. Stephen shows that Jesus is the righteous one to come, the very Messiah for whom they were waiting, the very reason for that whole history that he laid before them, he lowers the boom on them. You stiff-necked people, uncircumcised in heart and eyes, you always resist the Holy Spirit. He's saying, you fools, it is not I, but the Holy Spirit who is speaking to you right now, and you refuse to listen. You are just like your fathers. They killed the prophets who foretold the coming of the righteous one, and you betrayed and murdered him when he came. And with those words, St. Stephen seals his fate. His accusers cannot abide the accusation. Their stubborn pride and arrogance, their lust for power and glory will not give way to the Holy Spirit. This man, the one with the face of an angel, the one who in true angelic fashion just delivered the very message they needed to hear, he must die. And so they take him out of the city and stone him to death. But St. Stephen is not stoned to death. He is stoned to life. He faces the angry mob without fear, full of courage and faith, knowing that the stones that will pummel his body will be the blessed instruments by which he is transported to eternal life in heavenly glory. He is given the honor and privilege of being the first Christian martyr, the first to faithfully bear witness to Christ our Lord by means of his blood. And that honor and privilege is well deserved. For just look at the Christ-like fashion in which St. Stephen faces his earthly death. As the stones are striking his body, he cries out, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." And then, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." Only a Christian, only a blessed saint of the Lord, only one who is full of the Holy Spirit could utter such a prayer for his enemies as they are executing him. And that stalwart faith exhibited by St. Stephen is proof that he is not dead, but very much alive. He is alive because he trusted in the one who lived the perfect life in his stead and died on the cross for his sins. Do not weep for Saint Stephen. Do not think that his earthly death was a senseless tragedy. He died to bear witness about the Christ, and his blood still cries out to us today, assuring us that through faith in Christ, the Jesus Christ, the righteous one, we too will live in paradise with him and all his saints and angels forever. Dear friends in Christ, we know not when our hour to depart this veil of tears will come, nor how our departure will take place. But we know that when that hour does come, we can face it without fear, just like Saint Stephen. And we know that when that hour does come, it will not be a tragedy, no matter what the circumstances are, but the greatest blessing for us. For we will finally be freed from all the pain and suffering, worries and regrets, trials and tribulations that come from living in this sinful, dead and dying world. It is then, when that day comes, when our hour is called, that we will finally know and experience the true life for which our Heavenly Father created us. Until that day, our Lord Jesus bids us to come to the banquet of His body and blood in the Holy Eucharist, that we may be strengthened and preserved in the true faith, so that we, like Saint Stephen, can say with all boldness and confidence on that day, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, the righteous one, the Savior, the one whom the Holy Scriptures reveal to us, the one who tabernacles among us, Abraham's descendant, David's son, Jesus the Christ, who fills us with himself. In his holy and precious name, amen. Now the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, unto life everlasting. Amen.